Mariah Carey gave frontline workers a taste of her famous vocal range by letting out a cute, very cute short high note when getting her first shot of the COVID vaccine. Mimi, who admitted she was a little nervous, tweeted a video of herself talking through the entire process. Even though she hit a cute note when the needle went in, she ended up saying it wasn't as bad as she expected. She said, she told her followers, "Here we are, hoping for the best, encouraging you guys to do it when you can." So there you go. She went
there
like,
you go.
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah.
You barely feel that
It was
shot,
shorter though. Than that. Surely.
It's quick.
I get my second one Saturday, so I'm excited.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be fully vaccinated.
What? Right. Mm-hmm. In other trending entertainment news, we are still in shock, as we previously reported on yesterday. Actor Reggae Jean Page is leaving Bridgerton. Of course, that's the hit Netflix series. According to Variety, Reggae Page says... Well, he plays the Duke of Hastings, Simon, and he said he only signed on for one season, okay? He only signed on for one season. No one knew that, of course. He went on to say that the show felt like a limited series to him. Well, fans who read romance novels, and a lot of fans do, they knew that the Duke was leaving the show. But the viewers who watched the show certainly expected the Duke to come back, since at the end of the season, he was having a baby with his wife, Daphne.
This was a waste of time.
Man.
Come on.
All season long not to have no baby. Now you get one and you leave.
Huh?
I don't see myself tuning in. Where is he going, though? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's
every
a young,
time light skin
actor.
Get on top, this what happened. Every time we get there, this what happened.
Because y'all stupid.
Shut up.
No.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. He right there.
But listen to me. Quit and go do what?
Yeah, I mean, maybe
they were saying too, Steve. Stuff. I was going to ask you this. They were saying that when you do these subscription type series streaming service, it's different from network television. The deals are different.
I got that.
Oh, and okay. So I was asking you, is that true?
No, that is true. They are different deals. But let me say this to you, because it's not like network television.
Okay.
Because it's a subscription based thing.
Right.
So movies are treated differently also. And now I don't know exactly how it is. I think it's plus 20% or something like that to do a Netflix movie, which is good money. But when you quit a series and you're an actor, you're quitting to go do what?
You better be finna be the next Black Panther.
No, maybe you got some. Skip going to read for more parts.
Well,
stack your gigs. You can do that and other things.
Yeah. But it's so popular, I'm just so surprised that he's leaving.
Damn that.
Put
that lace, puffy-ass shirt on, that tight-ass vest.
And that ass
guy. Get on back in there, man. Had his damn baby. Get you a duel and shoot that white dude and let's go.
Right. Bridgerton.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we're going to miss
you.
You
said a bit of went through all this with your ugly-ass daddy. Now you sitting up in here gonna read a damn show.
All right, Steve,
that's what you watch.
We gotta get to the headlines. Come on, Steve.
Really should have just went on just fine because he was laying. I'm telling you right now, he ain't look nothing like you.
We gotta get to the headlines. Let's go, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Crazy. Okay, thank you very much. And this is Ann Tripp with the news. Let's get to the seriousness, and here it still goes. Testimony continued yesterday in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Prosecutors first questioned the doctor who declared George Floyd dead. That in an effort to counter Derek Chauvin's expected argument that Mr. Floyd died of a heart attack brought on by drug overdose and not strangulation. But the doctor, Bradford Langenfeld, said there was no evidence of any heart attack.
There was no report that, for example, the patient complained of chest pain or was clutching his chest at any point or having any other symptoms to suggest a heart attack. That information was absent.
And Dr. Langenfeld added that George Floyd was brought to him in cardiac arrest with, quote, pulseless electric activity indicating a lack of oxygen. In other words, he says a lack of oxygen is what made George Floyd's heart stop. Derek Chauvin's other excuse is expected to be that he was only doing what he was trained to do. However, the man who fired Chauvin and his three co-defendants after seeing that video is Police Chief Medario Arredondo, who testified yesterday that Chauvin and the others were actually doing the opposite of what they were taught.
When we get the call from our communities, it may not often be their best day, and they may be experiencing something that is very traumatic. But we're going to respond, but we have to take that into consideration because we may be the first and last time they have an interaction with a Minneapolis police officer. And so we have to make it count. It matters.
By the way, Chief Arredondo, in a statement last summer, described George Floyd's death as murder, not a lack of training. Meanwhile, the other officers charged in Floyd's death are expected to stand trial sometime this summer. Hundreds of fans joined family members of DMX outside an upstate New York hospital last night as part of a prayer vigil for him. DMX, whose legal name is Earl Simmons, has been on life support since last Friday. Judicial Watch groups say that a lot of Trump supporters who broke into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th will not be facing any serious jail time because of their actions. They say a little over a quarter of the 230 or so defendants formally and publicly charged so far face only misdemeanor trespassing charges. That doesn't carry any kind of harsh sentence. They say that recently all the judges, defense attorneys, and prosecutors have all indicated that they do not expect most of these rioters to be legally lumped in with those they describe as the more sinister suspects. U.S. Supreme Court to miss a lower court ruling that found that Donald Trump violated the First Amendment rights of the people he blocked on Twitter when he was president. The high court says he's not president anymore. He's been banned from Twitter, so the case is moot. And it's Girl Scout cookie time. We've already got a winner, a little girl from Wausau, Wisconsin, who sold a whopping 673 boxes.
Cookies!
I mean, that's a lot of Samoas and Thin Mints. Cookies! Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.